The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you wonderful.
Okay. Hey, I'm down here. I'm not getting a lot of feedback from my side yet, but we're down here in the Anderson or the Shasta County Fairgrounds with the annual stand down to help the veterans right here. Hand up, not hand out. And I'm really, really happy to be here. Today, October the 24th. What's the weather look like today, Savannah?
Well, currently it is 56 degrees. Going to get up to a high of 72, low of 53, with a 30% chance of rain. Saturday is looking at a high of 63, low of 52, 70% chance of rain. And Sunday is going to be a high of 64, low of 45. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. So that's our weather.
It is. Locally owned.
And operated.
Locally owned, family operated. All of that. That's right. Okay. You know, today we got a lot of things going on from down here, but we're going to also catch up with the other stuff that's going on. Last night, in fact, there was an auction up in Anselmo's. And they sold the Anselmo Seven Hills Ranch and Cattle Company. And I understand that it went for $8.3 million to a family that plans on keeping it, keeping the restaurant going and the vineyard going. So that's good news. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. That's all the information I have on it. I'm sure there's probably more that will be coming out. But it was the estimates on it were it's higher than it went higher than some of the estimates I heard. So that was good. Now, if it's Friday, we got to have Spencer. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning.
And what's this German Shepherd I think that you've got right there?
I have a beautiful German Shepherd named Peter here today. Peter is about 2 years old, and he appears to be a purebred. We can't call him a purebred because we don't have paperwork showing that he's a purebred. But in my opinion, he's like 99.9% pure German Shepherd. Peter's a great dog that's rated for a home with kids 8 and older. He does well with most dogs. We do require him to go to a home with no cats at all. He thinks cats are food, not friends. But he's...
I don't know if that's one of the things that we should be talking about, but okay, all right.
Well, we want to inform people. That way he stays in a forever home and doesn't come back. Peter's a great dog, though. I mean, he knows all of his basic commands, walks fabulous on a leash, and he's ready to go home today. So I already emailed you a picture, so it should be up on your website shortly. And like I was saying, Peter's a great dog, and he's just looking for a great forever family.
He's a happy dog. Got a nice big smile.
When you see, is he a kind of dog that is kind of got big eyes and he's looking at you like, hey, look, I'd like to have a home, and I'd be your best friend.
Yes, and you know everybody that he's met this morning, he's just come right up to and he does this little nose thing, like nudges him, like, hey, look at me, pet me, I'm right here. So Peter, I mean, his ears stand straight up, his eyes look right into you. I mean, he's a fabulous dog.
Well, you know what? That's that's fantastic, and we've been batting 100%. On not just, of course, you know, when I say us, most of the media groups around here want to help because we want to find good homes for these animals. And the Haven Humane does so much for the community, and you all do such a great job. And I tell you what, I know that it was a couple of weeks ago, but Bark, Wine, and Brew was fantastic.
Yes, it was. It was a great turnout. We more than doubled the outcome of last year's event. We couldn't have been happier with it.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be, I hope that we go keep that 100% going here. And what's your doggy's name?
Peter.
Peter. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Spencer. And thanks for what you do.
Thank you for having us. You have a great weekend.
All right, thanks a lot. Can you hear that in the background, Savannah?
Here.
The sound of the train going by me.
No, you sound great. You sound great.
Well, I'm down right here at the North Valley Stand Down Association, and we have the Stand Down 2014. Of course, it started yesterday. It's today and tomorrow for all homeless veterans, a hand up, not a hand out. And they've had close to 100 so far in here. The big thing is volunteers. We need to get some more volunteers down there because they have a lot of services available. Of course, a temporary homeless shelter, job services and unemployment insurance, medical services, the County Veterans Service Office, Social Security, Shasta County Women's Refuge and One Safe Place, clothing and hygiene comfort kits, general assistance, event transportation, drug and alcohol counseling, driver's license, ID information, everything, entertainment, and much more. And it's not too late to get down here and help, and it's not too late for people to come down here. And the number is 356-0342, and as the morning goes on, we'll have more and more of the people that are putting this on here with us. It's a beautiful morning out here. I'm watching the sun come up, even though that it looks like we may get some more rain over here over the weekend and today. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here, but before we do, I have to admit that, you know, I'm getting up early to come down on remotes. It's so much easier now than it used to be, and I'll tell you why. It's because, well, for one, is I get a good night's sleep, and I can go to bed early and sleep on my sleep number bed with my sleep number setting of 40. But the other thing, too, about it is now with the new Sleep IQ technology, if there's two or three nights or your life changes, either working out or something, this new Sleep IQ technology they have will send you a message that says, you might want to try this setting. This setting probably might work for you a little bit better. And the only place you can get the Sleep Number bed, which is rated number one by Consumer Reports, it's got a guarantee, it's made in the United States, I mean, you can't beat any of that, is to head on down to the Target Shopping Center into the Sleep Number store and see Janice or Brian. And right now you can get the C2 queen size Sleep Number bed with the dual air technology and the Sleep IQ for $999.99. And you have to ask yourself, is how much is a good night's sleep worth? How long can you have this? We've had people, Trish Clark, over, you know, like 15, 20 years. Bonnie Sharp comes in and says, we've had ours so long that they even replaced the interior of it for them. I mean, you can't beat that. So head on down, Sleep Number Store. Hey, we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. And it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
For over 30 years, Phil's Propeller has been known as the premier fishing tackle store in the North State. Phil's Propeller also carries a large selection of ammunition, including American Eagle pistol and rifle ammo, Federal pistol, rifle, and shotgun ammo, as well as Estate shotgun ammo. Stop by their store on Twin View Boulevard and check out their great everyday prices on all their American Eagle, Federal, and Estate ammunition, and they always meet or beat any other prices in town. Now through Sunday, October 26th, take advantage of these everyday low prices, plus pay no sales tax on all items in the store. It's not too early to plan that very special gift for the outdoor enthusiast in your life this Christmas. And what better than cool stuff like ammunition and fishing gear for their favorite sport? After all, for over 30 years, Phil's Propeller has carried all the right stuff and has the most knowledgeable staff to help you make every fishing trip a total success, and all at the best prices in the North State. So whether it's your favorite Federal, American Eagle, or Estate ammunition, or the latest technology in fishing tackle, electronics, or fishing gear, shop Phil's Propeller before the 26th and save the sales tax on all your purchases. Phil's Propeller. Take the Pine Grove exit off I-5 to Twin View Boulevard for all the right stuff. Ammo limited to stock on hand.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, November 6th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bot. I'll be at the mic singing my heart out. Dining, dancing, and a night to make memories. Give Elements Lounge a call now for reservations 243-3377 and ask for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 6th in the Elements Lounge inside of Wind River Resort and Casino. Can't wait to see you there. Let's have a blast.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. I'm out here at the Stand Down 2014 North Valley Stand Down Association. It's going when it started yesterday. It's on today and tomorrow for all homeless veterans. Hand up, not a handout. As I talked, all these different venues are in different groups of people here to help veterans who are down in their luck. And it's not just for single veterans; it's for families too. And I see veterans and people that need assistance, and not just them and their families, but also their animals are also being helped. And I'm sitting here with Frank Rose, one of the organizers of the Stand Down, and who a guy that does a tremendous amount of good in this community in so many different ways. I can't even begin to talk about it. But Frank, good morning. Get in here.
Good morning, here, Carl.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on for the last couple of days and tomorrow.
Well, the last couple of days, I unfortunately just coming out of surgery for a bladder. I was home, but the beat goes on. And Jim Richards and the crew were doing all their work here. Now today, yesterday they had Channel 7 down here and the Record Searchlight, and they did a probe through the place and watched everything and saw how everything was being done. Today is going to be a heavy day. I've invited all the dignitaries that are running for office in all of the municipalities, Shasta Lake and the city council and the county officers and also Anderson to come for a tour at around 10 o'clock or so. And if they all show up, that'll be about 30-some dignitaries here to see what we do, which at a election time I think is a good thing to do. We have setups for entertainment later on this afternoon at the Pepsi Arena. And then the dogs and the horses for therapy, they're in Barnes A and B, just to give you an idea of what's going on a little bit.
Well, there's a whole lot of stuff going on, obviously, and I hope to see some of the candidates that come down here. You know, isn't it funny how? Last year? Do we have any of our city council or board of supervisors ever come down here?
Yes, we had quite a few, and last year, fortunately, we had the use of the Undersecretary of Veterans Affairs was at the Veterans Home with the homecoming, uh-huh. And we invited him here the very next day, which was Saturday. So he had a personal tour here on Saturday last year. I don't think he's going to be here this year because
they've got a number of things going on over there, you know, but still they were there and they've got we had them on the other day, and what they're doing also is just a tremendous effort here and has a tremendous effect on our community. But Frank, this group here, okay, what I'm looking at right now is the Vet Center bus. What exactly is that?
That's out of Eureka, and it's out of Eureka, and they that's a traveling unit where they can get all the services that normally you get here in one shot. They they do that for all the people out in the rural areas so that they have in touch with them. So that's the reason why it came down here, is to facilitate the rest of the activities that we have here. And that's they come every year, and they travel. And that's what that van is for, to let the veterans know in the rural areas that there is services for them. And then they'll tell them how they can get to those services. Now, for this facility that we have here, we also have shuttles from three or four different areas of Shasta County to pick up the vets and bring them in. And then when this event is over for them, why, then they'll bring them back in those shuttles as well.
Well, you know, that's a big thing, is getting people, because, of course, they don't have, many of them don't have any type of transportation. And I see also you've got food and everything set up here. I mean, you've got a, I got some great coffee here this morning, better than I would have spent like $5 on walking through some drive-thrus, we know. But you have also, you're going to be feeding three meals a day. And how are you going to do that?
Well, Sergeant Levy is in charge of the food, and he purchases the food, and then he has different organizations that volunteer to serve it. He cooks it, they serve it, and then they have to do all the pots and pans, because he only does the cooking. He is now the head chef at the culinary school at Enterprise High School. He was the head chef at Holiday Inn for many, many years, and had an opportunity to go over to the school and set up a culinary school there. So he's the one that prepares all the food. We feed everybody three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's outside groups come in to do the serving, and it's an ongoing thing.
What are some of the groups? Are they volunteer groups?
Yes, they're like the Kiwanis, and there's a group from Linda Kent and her group that serve with Fred Salante and MIP. There's other groups that come in from the community, and they're Sons of Italy also helps.
Sons of Italy, they're always here. You know, what a great group of people that you have here. MIAP, Sons of Italy, everybody, big helpers.
So that's basically where the volunteers come from, and that's why we ask for volunteers to come. And they're glad to come down and get a chance to participate and see what's going on.
You know, if everybody volunteered like you did, Frank, like you do, there would be nothing but – you'd have 1,000 people down here right now.
Yes, I
you've got to be the top volunteer in this whole area.
Well, and I think you do what I can.
Well, you know what? Here's a man that just you shouldn't even be here today. You're in a if let me say this is that you are you know, you just had an operation. You probably should be sitting down someplace, like at home. And you're out here running everything. Everybody, you're like the center of the spoke. Everybody, I see everybody's coming to you, and I said, hey, anybody have any electricity? Everybody runs to Frank.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and a good old Jim, he finally got here, and he's been overloaded with phone calls from people and trying to run this place while it was raining, and it's not easy when you have all these things going on all at one time and trying to be the headmaster of all the problem solving.
Well, I tell you what, we're down here right now on the for the Stand Down 2014. How many years has this been going on?
This is the ninth year.
Ninth year, that's what I thought. Anyway, it started yesterday, and it's on today and tomorrow. Driver's license and ID information, drug and alcohol counseling, veteran administration benefits, general assistance, event transportation, horse and dog therapy. That ought to be interesting. Job services and unemployment insurance, temporary homeless shelter for their veterans, their families, and pets, food. Do they walk away from here with, do they have like a bag of things to help them?
Yes, they're given clothing. They can go in the clothing bar, and they pick out the underwear and the boots and socks and shirts and duffel bags and sleeping bags. What they need, they get to pick. They get to pick one of each if they need it. They don't have to pick it if they don't want it. And then they also have it. This is all material that is done from DOD and its Army surplus from Desert Storm. And then they also have be able to pick civilian clothes if they need those as well. And that also is for the rest of the family. And
I'm just pointing down because one of the service dogs just came by and and he said something about the Army. But I'm not sure. So, but it was a Marine dog coming by, and he gave his the little Marine dog came by and gave his he gave his opinion of the Army as he went by. Anyway, Frank, there's so much going on here. We're going to have different people on today talking about everything that's going on. But I just wanted to be a, give you a big, huge shout out because you know what? You're the man. You're the man. You know, people say, "Oh, you know, Carl, you know, you you're really helping the veterans, you and Linda." And I said, "Yeah, but if I could be half the guy that Frank Rose is, I'd be happy."
Well, I appreciate that, but believe me, we appreciate you and your broadcasting station to get the word out every time something happens or need or some rule has been passed. You guys are on the air, bam, first class. And you broadcast it, even when I called the other day from home and saying Jim needs some help for people to transport supplies yes. down here from the shelter. You guys are right on the air, broadcasting it three or four times in a row within an hour and a half to help get some volunteers.
Well, I hope people came down. That's the big thing.
Oh yeah. My friend here, he was one of the people that came down with his truck.
Good. Yeah. Good. Well, look, you know what? I'm going to let you get on with your business here. I'm going to take a break. I've got some people in the studio that we're going to have on for a few minutes. And then, if you can, just have people come on by, maybe have Jim come by.
Yeah.
I'll get Jim down. Have him come on by and we'll get him on in just a little while. Okay. Hey, look, this is Carl Bott. I'm down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Outside, I'm standing outside. Why? Come on, Fat. Come on down and say hello to me. Bring coffee, and bring a donation. It can be almost anything to have to be able to help out down here because we're helping some veterans that need help. These are guys and men and women who have put it on the line for our country. Maybe came home and things weren't as easy to get back into it as some of us have had. They've come back and the unemployment rate for veterans, as everybody knows, is like 17%. That's the published one. Just like the published one is like 6%. And we all know that it's so much higher than that. But what about the ones that are underemployed? What about the ones that are working two jobs? What about the ones who just dropped out? We have some of the ones that have dropped out. Now we're trying to get them back into society. We have great success stories out of the stand down here where after they've been helped here, it gets them back into – it gets them that hand up, that gets them that step up where they can then get a job. A lot of places – this organization right down, Stand Down, the North Valley Stand Down Association, has found people jobs and they are off – they're off assistance or off any types of welfare, and they're out working, taking care of themselves and their families. What a great deal. Head on down here. Come on down and see me down here at Pissarro Hall down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Like I said, bring coffee. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. But I want to, you know, I just one of the things I want to talk about today, we're going to be talking about, is all the great things going on. And the people that bring on our show, that support our show, and Bastiani Arms, located on Larkspur Avenue. The phone number there is 822-2222. But John Bastiani has been with us from the very beginning, since the day he opened his shop and practically the day we opened and came on the air. And what a great family. What a great organization he has there at Bastiani Arms there on Larkspur. You know, when things were tight, when all the guns and ammo, you couldn't get anything, he would stay up all night long, literally, ordering ammo, finding the places that had ammo or guns, and he would bring them in, and he kept his prices low. He didn't jack them up when he could have. He didn't do that. He wants to take care of his customers. He's just a fabulous gunsmith. In fact, I've got a long gun I'm taking in there for him to help me rebuild. I can't say enough about John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. Again, 822-2222. Guns are always for sale there. He's always got ammo. Head it down there and check it out. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Kristen Trader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I have the skills and experience to collaborate and work with other council members to find effective solutions. I'll make sure our city is safe and maintain our infrastructure. As a business owner and elected school trustee for the past 16 years, I know how to make tough choices and balance budgets. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Trader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Trader for City Council 2014.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Redding. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Drought, excessive regulations, Southern California trying to grab our water. We need strong leaders in office willing to take a stand. We need Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our local values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Doug is fighting for more water storage and less Washington red tape. He's working to stop wasteful spending, like the LA to San Francisco bullet train, and slash the debt that threatens future generations. And Doug is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress. Doug LaMalfa.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I'm fighting for more water storage, less debt, and to protect our way of life. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to represent you in Washington, D.C.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. I'm down here at the Passaro Hall in Anderson Fair, at the in Anderson at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for Stand Down 2014. Today and tomorrow for all homeless veterans, a hand up and not a hand out. Here's a way to help our veterans that need help. They were out there for you. You should be out here for them today. They can always use donations. $5, $10, $100, $10,000. You know, anything that comes down here to be able to help, help our Frank Rose and the other gentleman here that's putting this on. It is just absolutely fabulous way to help people. But they're going to need some help and some volunteers putting up, tearing down. Come on down here. If you're out driving around, you're on your way, leave a few minutes early and stop by here and say, hey, look, I've got a donation here or, you know, you want to come down and just say hello and bring me a cup of coffee. That's always good. You know that the guys here have got plenty of coffee. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people have been doing business for over 20 years here in the Northern California area and Shasta County. If there's any type of heating or cooling system that they can't work on, it hasn't been invented yet. That's why. They offer guarantees and warranties, and now it's starting to get cold. You heard it's in the 50s this morning, and it's going to be down in the 40s and the 30s here in a month or so. Is your heating system working? Is it taking care of the house? Are your ducts hooked up? Or is there filter clean? This is what Alliance Heating and Air does. We trust them. They work on all of our equipment at the house, and we've had nothing but great experiences with Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Now, we have with us two people that are helping with a great, great project here. Joe Bean and, I hope I say this right, Sayer Carino?
Sayer.
Okay, I had 50% chance on that, okay?
You were close.
I'm out in the middle of nowhere, all right? I'm sitting here where it's cold, so give me a break.
You're good.
Okay. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You've got local galleries. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you can't see me because I'm out here at the fairgrounds, but you guys are putting on a great event here called Children Helping Children in the Art Walk. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. Well,
tell us about it.
From November 8th to 22nd, we're going to have artwork that will be displayed throughout Shasta County that is created by local children, and they will be for sale between $5 and $10, and the proceeds are going to go to Adopt a Family, a North Valley Catholic Social Service program here in Shasta County.
Okay, and where's this going to happen?
We've got 36 venues throughout Shasta County, Palos Cedro, Anderson, Cottonwood, and Redding. People can go to the localsgallery.com for a map and locations and hours of all these venues.
Now, when you say children helping children, is every one of the art pieces done by children?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
And what do they range from? What mediums do they work in?
We've got colored pencil, oil paint, watercolor. We've got a couple clays. clay pots as well, and then we've got some spaghetti drawings.
Okay. How about any finger painting?
Yes, we've got some of those as well.
Well, that's what, you know, I have to say that's my forte, finger painting. And at times when my mom, when I was younger with my sister, I finger painted her, including putting all the green paint in her hair and
nice,
giving her
nice.
The first mohawk that you've ever seen. Anyway, so okay.
What
so,
color?
How do people find these? You go to your website again?
Yes, that's correct. To localsgallery.com. We've got all the venues listed there. We've even got door prizes and raffle prizes and silent auction prizes as well listed on our website as well.
Okay. Hey, well, tell me something about local galleries and you all. You've been on before. We talked about you all. So can you tell us a little bit about who you all are and about your place?
Yeah, we have our locals gallery, obviously, which is the main sponsor of this Children Helping Children Art Walk. And that is our online-based, you know, gallery where we showcase local Shasta County artists. And you can check them out on our website as well while you're there. And we have some fantastic stuff up there. And then, of course, we have our other, you know, sub-business that I, Sarah Carino, mostly take care of the web design, advertising, marketing, and so forth.
Oh, that's right. You're the you're our web design expert there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you do good work too. If I've seen some of your stuff. How did you gather all the kids together to get this stuff?
We contacted local representatives from the Anderson School District, the YMCA, Head Start, SCOE.
Yeah.
SCOE. Shasta's School of the Arts.
Yes.
County Office of Education too. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at the level of expertise shown by our children around here?
Yes, exceptionally.
Really?
Yeah.
They were really that good.
Yeah. There are definitely some standouts.
Wow, that's good. All right, do we still have art in school?
Yes, we do. It's very limited, but yes, we do.
Trying to keep it alive.
Well, yeah, I hope so. But the art in schools programs here, I remember when I was growing up that it was always up, gosh, all the way through up into high school, I believe, and into high school. And this was a couple years ago. It was a big, you had band, you had art, you had all different types of things, but they've cut back so much on this. Does the community support the arts here in Shasta County?
They definitely do. I mean, it's hard for them because of the cutbacks and everything, but they definitely want to help. I mean, at HDR, one of our really helpful sponsors, they even set up a donation thing just to help us get mats for the art itself. And I mean, we even had someone donate $100 towards mats alone, so they really want to help.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. How hard is it to have a gallery here? How many galleries or local galleries are available around here?
A lot of artists have put their artwork up in local coffee houses and restaurants and bar and grills around here. So an actual gallery, there's only a few.
Okay. That's what I thought. And I, you know, it seems like I've seen a couple of them and they haven't, they're not there after a few years. But I really hope that what you have going and the way you, that your business model works out, because it allows a lot of great things to happen, especially this children helping children with the with their art walk. Now, again, when does it happen?
It starts November 8th, and we're actually going to have a kickoff at the Brew Craft Coffee over on Yuba and Pine. We're going to have Angelo's Pizzeria serving pizza there that day. And it starts at 11 a.m., but like I said, it's a two-week art walk, so it's going to be within 36 venues throughout the county.
Okay, well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and we'll be talking about that and be able to be pushing people out also in that direction. We really appreciate what you all are doing here. I'm here with Sarah Carino and Joe Bean, owners of local galleries, and guys instigating and behind this Children Helping Children art walk, and that's a great deal. I mean, it's 36 venues. How many different of art pieces, and how many kids are involved in this?
We've been told we've got about 1,500 pieces of art coming in. That was the original number. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. 1,500.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know what? I was expecting like 100. 1,500?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll actually have the real number by Tuesday because we start picking up all the art today.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm laughing. And you know why, right?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, we're going to have, maybe 100, 200. And then they're telling you 1,500. So are you renting trucks for this? Or
filling the gas tank a lot.
I mean, can you put in a Prius, right?
Gotta save gas and move it around.
All right. Is it strange to be interviewed with an empty chair there?
Yes, it is. I keep looking over and you're not there.
I know. You know what? Of course, people say it's an empty chair there even when I'm there, so I'm not sure. Okay, we're going to have you all back on with this. I really appreciate what you two do. And I mean, 1,500 works of art. Well, we've got to be talking, what, maybe 750 kids or more?
More.
Yeah, probably a little more than that.
All from this area, all had something they're putting in there. It could be like a whole fourth grade class, I guess, could be putting something in. Huh?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Oh, I mean, wow. We even have pre-K kids through SCOE doing stuff, so.
Okay. Okay, what about the, give us your phone number and your website again.
We have Locals Gallery, which is for the art walk, and then we also have Locals Reading, which is the web design and the rest of what we do. And they're both .com. And then we have my phone number at 530-515-0538.
That's great. Okay. Thank you very much for everything you guys are doing. You know what? This is another great thing that's happening. You know, it disturbs me when I hear people talk about how, you know, they denigrate Reading and the North State. Oh, there's not one. There's nothing going on. Oh, there's nothing of value. And you have two guys that are running an art gallery that this is a big time. I know this has got to be take a lot of time. 1,500 works of art. It could be more. And you all are putting it out there. And this is something you can just go from spot to spot to spot to help kids and to, to generate the enthusiasm and generate money and for donations and buying these to help kids. This is just great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
All right. We're going to have you back on again before this thing kicks off. All right.
Sounds good.
Alrighty.
Okay, all right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break now. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. And it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, good morning. It is, I'm down here, it's Carl Bott, and I'm down here at Shasta County Fairgrounds at Fasaro Hall for the 9th annual Stand Down 2014. For all homeless veterans, a hand up, not a hand out down here. And it's just great watching all the volunteers, watching the people come through here. The amount of assistance they're doing here for these 3 days is just outstanding. They're not doing any court this year due to cutbacks that have occurred in the justice system up here in throughout California. It was bad. You know, they need more money for the train. That's right. It doesn't go anywhere. I'm not going to go there that way today, except to slam on things that affect our veterans. Okay. Savannah, or do we have, is Bonnie on the line yet?
She is on the line. Good morning, oh. Bonnie.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Bonnie. How are you?
Great. This is Bonnie's service. And I called in this morning to remind everyone tomorrow is the Harvest Bazaar at All Saints Episcopal Church. So it opens, the doors open at 9, and we're there till 3, or people are still wandering around, we'll stay. Anyway, we have wonderful antiques and collectibles and linens, which I know my dear friend Linda loves, and the jewelry. And we have a wine and chocolate coffee basket raffle, lots of baked goods, and just some lovely, lovely things for people to shop for. So
when does it start?
It starts at 9 a.m. Doors open.
Now, if you want to have coffee with Linda and Lori, you get there at 8 because they're both sitting there first in line.
Right.
Because Linda uses this as a great place to buy Christmas presents and birthday presents and Easter presents and just presents that she has because she brings them back. I mean, in a carload. I won't let her take the truck. You know that, Bonnie.
Yeah, I know. I remember you told me that. No truck this year.
She will never take the truck down there, out there because then I'd get this, hi, just bought a couple of things. Wouldn't help me unload. Let me call everybody in to help unload. Anyway, okay, now that starts tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Right, and we're located on the corner of Quartz Hill Road and Benton Drive, right across from the Reading Golf Course. And we'll be looking forward to having all of our good friends come down and see us and do their shopping.
great. And you, the that's you just got your spire up too.
Right. Oh, and we were so excited, and now we feel like we're really a beautiful, beautiful church, and we always have been. But I mean, with the. It was a very emotional thing for all of us. We went down there and stood in the parking lot all morning and watched them put it up. It was pretty nifty thing. So we invite people to go by and enjoy our new spire that has been placed on our church. So,
absolutely. It looks great. Oh, Bonnie, you do so much for our community. And you always are such a cheerleader for the Shasta, Camp for Shasta County and Redding and the whole surrounding area. And I can't say enough about you and your wonderful husband, who is an asphalt cowboy and has been for years.
Right.
Wearing his pink hat the other night when we were doing down at the rodeo grounds for the Cowboy Up and Think Pink.
Right.
So thank you again for so much you do.
Community.
And then
I
know Linda will be there tomorrow morning.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much for the special time out, especially when you're honoring our veterans. We appreciate it.
Well, you honor our veterans, too, in so many ways, Bonnie. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hey, I'm here now with Jim Richards, who is Jim. You're kind of the guy behind the stand down.
Yes, sir.
If I can say, get a little bit closer here.
Okay.
All right. Tell me, you know, how long have you been associated with Stand Down?
9 years.
9 years, the whole time.
Yes.
How did it start?
Don Boardman came up with the idea. He's seen a few other ones going around, and he. Launched it off there, and he got a hold of all the agencies in town and some of the veterans organizations, and that's how it started, putting it together.
Wow. Yeah. And so you've been doing this for 9 years. How many people have you helped, would you say?
Well, I help a lot on the sides.
Well, I know, but I mean, just during the stand down.
Oh, I think we probably... I'd say at least
a couple thousand, at least, I would say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, more than that.
We at the stand downs, our average is getting anywhere from 15 to 17 people that really turn their lives around, come in here, uh-huh. and just totally turn around and get back into society.
So you turn the people's lives around, of, you know, and because I've met, and I think you've got some out here today
that started
that turnaround right here. And
exactly.
We'll be able to talk to, I hope, to at least one of them before the day's out. But the number of people that come through here, though, I mean, that cycle through here all the time that you've helped is just, I mean, it huge numbers.
It is. It is quite. It's not just the veterans. It's their wives and stuff. They get involved. And some of them, their daughters. And some of these gentlemen that are coming down here, they're not are not veterans. But their sons or daughters were veterans that were killed. And they come here to pay respects in that way, and it also it's a good therapy for them. That's what I've been told.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And they're here every year, and it just tickles their heart to be here.
Well, it does. You know, I think because they've lost a loved one, and now they're here, and they can be around others that have also given so much. The amount of you all always need donations.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is something that nobody gets paid for this.
Nobody.
And how many hours do you spend on this, Jim?
Well, I'm doing it all year long, and sometimes, like right now, I'm getting a good 18, 19 hours in here. And
did you get some sleep at all last night?
Yes, sir, I did.
You look like you're clean shaven this morning. Well, kind of, mostly.
Closely.
Mostly.
I missed it this morning.
Well, and, you know what, 18 or 19 hour days, and I know how long you've worked on this. What would you say is the most gratifying story? I know you don't do this for any reason except to help veterans, and I so much appreciate that. But there must be is there any standout stories that you know that people you've helped?
Yes, we had a father lost his son, and well, we actually have two of them here, and they came in here, and I met him out there with their son at the services because I am a Patriot writer uh-huh. and a missing in action writer. And I met him, and I invited him down, and they came down here and got involved with it, and it's turned their lives around really greatly. And I knew one of the boys. He got out of high school, and he came to the Classy Cafe where a lot of veterans hang out, and we talked, and he told me he was going in the Marines. And the next thing I know, I see him. He got out of boot camp and there. And then the next thing, he's overseas. And 4 years went by. And then the next thing, he got out and wanted to be in law enforcement. And he couldn't because of the budget cuts and everything.
Uh-huh.
But he went back in. And unfortunately, he got killed on that one.
So he went back and reenlisted, and then was killed on his second tour, sir.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And it was pretty touching to me. I still feel a little sorry and bad and grieve a little bit over it. But
all of us are touched by people that we know and that we've lost mm-hmm. in combat. You know, they're there. I mean, literally, and the next are not.
Yes, that's the story. It just. That's what I get so much gratification out of being down here helping these people. I come down here. It's a veteran. I may joke at him. Like yesterday, I had a big colored gentleman here, veteran, and I couldn't lift the dang box of salmon. And he just come over there like a big boy and says, move over. Let me take this. And he joined in, and it just took off. And then pretty soon here, I had five or six guys wanting to help, and they help unload the trucks. And then we had a couple other chores that we had to do here. They all came right out of the barracks. Instead of staying in there sitting around, they come out and be a part of it. And that's what they say. They like to be a part.
Well, you know what? They don't have... You know, people will bitch about being in the service. We all did, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're enlisted, you're sitting in there in the barracks. But I tell you what, so many people, when they get out, especially, you know, after they've been in combat, too, it's one of the best times they've ever been in their lives.
Oh, yeah.
The friends they made, the comrades they made, this band of brothers is not something that's just written about in Hollywood.
That's
and
right.
And so when things, and then the things they miss, they don't have that camaraderie
that's exactly
when they get out.
Yes.
And it's, you know, they try to stay in touch. And I know young men that are having problems right now that if they had a couple of their buddies here, but their buddies are all over the United States.
That's why we make it so comfortable here. When they come through the gate, they know they're here with veterans. And veterans take care of veterans. And the relationship that you have with them, they just come in here and all of a sudden they're either asking questions or they're joining in helping. And I've had two young Marines here 2 years ago came in. Their mother was sick. And they just got off the ramp to get gas and they pulled in here wanting to know what was going on. And they said, we got to go, but we'd like to come back. And they went up to Oregon and seen their mom. And she was okay and everything. And they turned around and came back the next day.
Wow.
Yeah. And they took off. They had leave, 20 days leave, both of them. And both Marines and both in the same outfit. And they came back here, spent that weekend here helping us, and went back to Oregon.
Jeez.
Just that brotherhood.
Yes.
Bond.
You know, these young men and women, you know, I don't worry so much after I meet our young Marines and sailors and airmen and soldiers. They've got such great attitudes, and they've got such a can-do attitude that
yes.
they'll be our future leaders. And I don't worry about it then so much. I still worry, but not so much.
We all worry, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here with Jim Richards, who is the man behind the stand down here. This is his ninth one. The amount of great stories that you're going to hear today, and the help that they provided to get our veterans back on the road to success again, to be able to take care of themselves. It's not a hand up. I mean, it's not a handout. It's a hand up, and that's the big thing. You want to help them get started again, and this is their first step for many of them. And many of them have been helped.
Yes, and it's really important to them. And, you know, if you want to be a part of this, you can come down here
right.
and be a volunteer. And I want to thank all the agencies here. We had...
I tell you what, you know what, we're going to keep you over because I need to, okay. We need to take a break. Savannah, are we getting close here?
We have about 35 seconds.
Okay. Well, look, here's I'm down here at Vassaro Hall. I'm sitting here with Jim Richards, the man behind the stand downs here, the stand down 2014, and has been with us for 9 years. We've got to take a break for the news, and we're going to have much more when we come back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A doctor who recently returned to New York City after treating Ebola patients in West Africa has tested positive for Ebola.
Testing confirmed that a patient here in New York City had tested positive for Ebola.
As Mayor Bill de Blasio, who insists there is no serious risk to the public, a Health and Human Services official, meanwhile, going before a House committee today to talk about the risk. California Congressman Daryl Issa says the administration has clearly botched the response to Ebola.
The bumbling we have seen comes despite concerted efforts by Congress to ensure protocols and funding were in place to avoid the very mistakes we have already seen.
In a prepared statement, Dr. Nicole Lurie was critical of the concerns of the American public, saying that there is, quote, an epidemic of fear, but not of Ebola in the United States. Another country in West Africa, meanwhile, reporting it's been affected by Ebola, this time in Mali.
The infected toddler and her relatives have been put under quarantine in a bid to prevent the spread of Ebola in Mali. She just returned from Guinea, one of the three countries worst affected by the disease.
And that report today from the BBC's Anne Sway. British Prime Minister David Cameron says that the European Union and its 28 member nations have secured $1.25 billion to fight the Ebola crisis in West Africa. Officials at a high school in suburban Philadelphia have canceled the football team's remaining two games after they concluded rookie players were subjected to humiliating initiation rites. Central Bucks High School West senior Ellen Navarro was surprised at the stories, as she explained to WTXV-TV.
I heard about the waterboarding first. That was the first thing I heard about, and then I started hearing about other things.
School officials say the hazing at Central Bucks High School West occurred during the preseason. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well in early trading. Now it's up 40 points. This is SRN News.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense. Your child will leap ahead. Whether they start out way behind or already ahead, it's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. More at mathnasium.com or call for a free parent pack, 844-799-5999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child, 844-799-5999. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
U.S. sales of new homes were essentially flat in September after the government sharply revised downward what was initially an August surge in buying, as SRN's Ken Lorman reports.
The Commerce Department says new home sales edged up 0.2% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 467,000. The report also revised down the August sales rate to 466,000 from 504,000.
That's SRN's Ken Lorman reporting. A bit of bright news this morning in the fight against Ebola. The National Institutes of Health is saying that a Dallas nurse who was infected with Ebola while treating a man from Liberia is now free of the disease and will be released from the hospital. Federal investigators are at the scene of yesterday's collision between an airplane and a helicopter near a Maryland airport. The crash killed all three men on board the helicopter, but spared two others who were in the airplane. It deployed a parachute to slow its descent. This is SRN News. All indicators are it will be a blue Christmas this year for the online retailer Amazon.com.
The world's largest online retailer gave a disappointing forecast for the crucial Christmas season. The company also reported a wider loss than analysts expected for the third quarter. Amazon's been investing heavily in an array of new products as it works on trying to grow its Amazon Prime membership base. The new products include its Fire smartphone, music and video streaming services, and new versions of its Kindle tablet. Investors have been patient with thin profits, but that patience might not last.
That's SRN's Keith Peters reporting. Stocks a little change in early trading on Wall Street. More corporate earnings continued to come in. UPS and Microsoft were among the early winners. Procter & Gamble also rose after saying it would make its Duracell battery business a standalone operation. Amazon dropped 8% after reporting a steeper-than-expected loss late yesterday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. Good morning. It's October the 24th. Thank goodness it's Friday. Yeah, I tell you what. You know what? Fridays, we try to have good news on Fridays. We try to do things that are kind of a little bit more uplifting on Fridays that are more positive. As, you know, everybody knows how much, how easy it is just to keep looking down and looking at things that are just not positive. But on Fridays, we take this opportunity to look and find places and people and events that are that kind of make you feel good going into the weekend. Because, like I said, we get enough bad news as it is. But good morning, Savannah. How are you?
I'm great.
You know what? What do we have? What kind of weather are we going to have for this weekend?
Well, currently it is still 56 degrees. The high today is going to be 72 with a 30% chance of rain, low of 53. Saturday is going to be a 70% chance of rain, high of 63, low of 52. And Sunday is going to have a 30% chance of showers, high 64, low of 45. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, the family-owned and operated. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right, and you always get veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. You know, I'm down here in Fasaro Hall down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds with the 9th Annual Stand Down 2014. Before we get to that, I just, for people that weren't there right at 7 o'clock, just to kind of follow up on kind of the end of the last 5 years, and Semel Vineyards was sold last night in an auction for $8.3 million to a family that plan, from what we understand, plan on keeping the restaurant and the vineyards, which is absolutely fantastic. The amount of money that was spent there, what it does is, if they do want to keep the restaurant open, it's in the vineyards, it's jobs, the permitting process is finished up, and we want to welcome the family to the valley. Up to Inwood Valley, but also into Northern California, and hope that this works. That they don't run into strange things that that would want them to sell this in 5 years either. But it was sold last night in the auction for $8.3 million. Okay, again, I'm back here with Jim Richards, who's the guy behind Stand Down.
Yes,
and
sir.
Jim, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Now, what we said, you were talking about a couple of things before we had what got broken for the news.
Which was that?
Oh,
I got so many things.
Well, I know you
mind.
Got so many things going. Okay, what kind of help can the veterans get right here? I mean, I've gone through this whole list of things: driver's license help, job services, and all that. But you've got food. There's so much more. I mean, people work on this all year round.
Yeah. We got food. We got clothing. We got eye doctors. We got dental. We got the VA here. We got EMTs here. We have the Rotary Club came down last night and did a prime rib dinner for us. And tonight we're having the Indians come here, and they're going to cook salmon for us and have a salmon dinner. And they're going to bless all the veterans. And we're going to have a drum beating contest and possibly some Indian dancing.
Can people come down to observe and on this?
Yes, they can.
I was just making sure that I didn't turn your microphone off. Obviously, it hasn't, or Savannah had been screaming at me by now.
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so people can come down and observe this, but we also want people to come down, and if they want to help, but just you know, drop off, you know, let's just drop off donations and volunteer for things that we always need cash for something like this.
We do need
even though
cash.
Everybody volunteers everything.
We do. It takes a lot of money to keep this thing going, and
do you have large sponsors?
Or? No.
It's just kind of all through the year, small stuff.
Small stuff. We put on events with different businesses and stuff through town. And we have several, like some churches, and we have some motorcycle organizations. And some of the veterans organizations come in with some money donation. And it helps quite a bit. But we have to pitch the pennies every year.
How much does it cost, or can I ask?
About
$26,000.
Yes.
Okay, to put this on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the people you've helped here. You said there's been, 15 or 16 a year.
15 or 16 a year. That's what I've been kind of putting together that have turned their lives around. They come back to me and call me and tell me just what they're doing, reporting back into me. And it's a good feeling to have somebody think that much of you and think that much of theirself that they have to let you know what that they're doing.
Well, I think they're so proud of themselves because, like we talked about, they're a lot of times they're cut adrift when they leave the service. Even though, I'm going to leave and I'm going to go home, I'm going to get this $60,000 a year job. Well, it's not like that.
A lot of times
it's not like that. And so now they don't have the camaraderie. They don't have that group. It's almost like a therapy group. When you're around your fellow soldiers or Marines or sailors, and y'all are sitting around and BS and all this, but it's a therapy group that y'all are talking and sharing.
Yes, and your back is covered all the time with each other there. But the fellowship and the camaraderie—I can't even say the word—but the bond that you have takes and is so valuable. It's one of God's gifts to all us people, and to see some of these young veterans coming home, and there's no jobs for them to do anything, and they get in trouble while they're in there, maybe some traffic tickets or something. But we have been taking care of that part of them and trying to get them back on the road. And we've been pretty successful with some of them. A lot of them went back in the military. A lot of them have finally gotten jobs, and some are taking jobs overseas. There because they have high skills and stuff from the military that they have been trained. And
this just isn't shooting skills either.
No.
They're back carrying a gun. Well, no, in many cases it's not. It can be anything from diesel mechanics to IT.
They're being paid
a lot of money to, or sufficiently, more than sufficiently when they're doing overseas contracts.
Oh, yeah.
Because it takes a lot of different skills to run a base.
Oh, it does. And for that one guy to be out there packing the gun, it takes a hell of a lot of people behind him.
So it used to be, I think they tried to get the tooth to tail down, but at one point I think it was like 12 to 15. For every man in the field pulling the trigger, you needed 12 people or 12 to 15 behind him supporting
him. I think it was something like that.
And they use a lot of these by contractors to do the cooking, to do the maintenance around the places, to move gas and back and forth, convoys, so they don't have to use the military in this.
Oh, yeah. Even to the people that order the pencils and the paper and, now it's computers and stuff. It's needed. And these guys have high-tech skills. We want to get them back into society. We want to help the society pick itself up and get motivated. This is a good, strong country. And it's always been successful at what it does. And we got great people here, Americans, that will do anything for it and risk their lives and stuff. So I've been fortunately to be one of them, and I have a, I guess you call it a niche or something, laid on me that I can cope with these guys and talk to them and understand them. And I tell you,
Jim, the things that you've done for the last 9 years is, you know, you're never going to be rewarded for that in the sense of somebody's going to hand you $1 million, which they should, so you can put this on even better. But the amount of people that have helped you, that you've been, you've given them that, you reached out to them, you gave them that life preserver, you pulled them into the boat, and then now they're on their own. They're out there taking care of themselves. They've gotten off the dole. They've gotten themselves back to where they're having pride in themselves.
Yes, and they are, we've had some that come in here pretty bad and down, and we've turned their lives around with driver's licenses, getting them driver's license, ID cards, Social Security cards, and stuff where they can go and apply for jobs. We had some background checks done on a few of them and amended a few things to get them into a federal job, where it was little silly things. We went that far to do that for them, and they appreciate it. And it's just a bunch of love here.
Yeah,
it is. It just it tickles my heart to do it. And like you said, I don't get paid a dime for this.
Nobody does. Yeah,
I get paid in a different way, in my heart, my soul, to walk out of here when it's over, knowing that I put my help in there and being there for somebody. That makes me feel really strong inside and makes me a better person.
Well,
I like that.
Well, we all appreciate, the community appreciates everything you do, Jim. And I tell you what, I know you've got 1,000 things left to do here, but you know what? Thank you so much.
Hey,
thank you so much for what you do for our veterans.
And I thank you for what you do.
Well,
because it's good to get it out to the people out there and let them know and have them hear it. Because
right.
they do have radios laying around out in the hills and stuff. And they hear this and they, with your background and everything, and knowing the channel that you have, that they take and listen to it quite a bit. And when you're talking about us, it just ensures it that much more.
Well, if I tell you what, it's an honor to be able to be here and to talk with you and with all these great people that are here. I mean, you see a lot of them at the same events, but just outstanding. Okay, I'm here with Jim Richards, who is the man behind Stand Downs. He's been with it the whole 9 years. Stand Down 2014, Jim Richards. And, again, a hand up, not a handout, for helping our homeless veterans, getting them back on the road, bringing back into pride and helping them get started again, jump-starting them, you might say,
yeah.
And so they can get their life going again. And there is nothing that can be more satisfying or more fulfilling is to be able to help somebody like that. Jim, and thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but you know what? We're talking about people that want to help. And, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Now, Crown Motors is the people that support our veterans. They want to salute our veterans on this holiday weekend that's coming up on Veterans Day. They're going to be 10% off all parts and labor from October 27th. That's starting Monday through November 11th. And $100 for each car they sell on November 10th and 11th is going to go to two of our local veterans organizations here. Military Order of the Purple Heart is one of them. And Linda and I are going to be live during both the Marine Corps birthday, November 10th, and on Veterans Day, November 11th, down at Crown Motors. So head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Come down and join us. And I'm talking about this early because starting Monday, like I said, 10% off all parts and labor October 27th through November 11th for veterans. Of course, you have to have your veterans card with you and not just come down and go, I'm a veteran. Nope, you got to have proof of service. And there's nothing wrong with that. You do that anywhere else. So get that work done on your car. Save money. But also, if you're looking for that car, truck, or SUV, Crown Motors, Fords, trucks, Fords, Rams, they've got it all at Crown Motors. Again, 555 Cypress Avenue. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to be with a gentleman we've had on before, but it's good to talk to him again, Jim Buescher, who has equine therapy for veterans. We'll be right back.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Redding City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. I tell you what, I'm down here at the 9th annual Stand Down for Veterans. Stand Down Association, the Stand Down 2014 for all homeless veterans. Hand up, not a hand out. And if you want to help, you want to come down, you want to give a donation, and everything helps, just head on down here. Stop by Shasta District Fairgrounds. I'm down here at Facero Hall. Just come on in, drop off your bucket of money here, or your $5 or whatever. It costs $26,000 to put this on. And that doesn't even count the amount of time and effort put in all these volunteers. Nobody takes a cent out of this. They bring it in and they bring them in and they're here to help. And one of the other organizations that's here to help too is, Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his class and our NRA instructors teach concealed carry, hunting, hunter safety, rifle shooting, the whole gamut here when it comes to firearms. But on November 22nd and 23rd, everybody's donating their time for that, to support Liberty on the Border, the Civil War exhibit at Turtle Bay. As you know, KCNR 1460 is acting as kind of an umbrella organization here, and we have pledged $5,000 to bring this exhibit here. It's got nothing to do with politics. This has got to do with an exhibit that is history. It shows the background, what led up to the Civil War, main factors for what led up to the Civil War, the fight of the Civil War itself. In the aftermath of the Civil War, it goes all the way up to today. And so Ted and all of his instructors are donating their time and everything. And if you take this class, anybody from Shasta County for this class, CCW class, November 22nd, 23rd, you can even get firearms and ammunition at no additional cost for this. So give Ted a call at 999-1822 or check out Reading CC. www.ChristmasW.com. It's a limited number in this class, by the way, so you might want to call right now. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Jim Buescher. And Jim's a little bit, he's got something a little different here when he's talks about helping. He brings in he gets in his truck, but he also brings how many of your friends with you?
I got three of them.
Three of them. He's brought three of his friends with him, three of his four-legged friends. You're talking to us here, buddy. You have equine therapy.
Yes. We call it equine-assisted learning and equine-assisted self-learning process. And we also do some equine-assisted psychotherapy when we have psychotherapists available.
Wow. Okay, now how does this work?
Horses are extremely sensitive animals, and we use the horse behavior as a way to help people either learn communication skills actually reflect upon what they're doing themselves. A horse has the ability to reflect or your intentions. So in other words, if your intention is to be kind and gentle, and the horse will do that for you. But if you want to be controlling, the horse can play that game too, except
horse is bigger.
Yeah, the horse is much bigger. So you may want to change that. But horses offer a lot of insight into the person, and that the person can learn about themselves. One of the exercises that we like to use with a lot of the young veterans when they come back is after experiencing time in the war zone, they develop a hyper awareness to be hyper alert.
Yeah, it's part of the post traumatic stress. But I think it's for anybody that's in that type of atmosphere, whether it be police or other first responders. There is a hyper vigilance that you try to get back off the step when you get back. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And when they're in the war zone, they have their buddies to. The only break they get from that is when their buddies are watching their back, and then they watch their buddies' back. But when they get back home, especially a lot of the National Guard and Reserve folks that do not live on a base, a lot of people don't understand that aspect of their life. And so consequently, if they're awake, they're on duty. And when you're on duty, you're not thinking about, should I go to school? Maybe I should take my family on vacation. You're just thinking about your safety. The horses provide an opportunity to get a relief from that. Once they start recognizing that a horse is a prey animal, so he's always looking around for the mountain lion coming out of the forest.
Yeah, no matter, we know, and people don't realize this, that horses are a prey animal. And if you understand that, you understand how they react, how they get to a certain spot, and a horse all of a sudden will shy away because it's reached that spot that it doesn't feel safe because it doesn't understand it. And each horse has got a little bit different, as you know.
Yeah.
But this is a way for our veterans, though, to kind of, I guess they can relate to that.
Yeah, they can. And then they bond with it. And what is nice is that once they start a relationship with the horse and they learn the horse's language, the horse is watching their back. The horse will tell them when there's something unsafe around. And that allows them, while they're brushing the horse or doing things, to be thinking about, maybe I want to go to dental school, or maybe I want to take my daughters to the zoo, or that sort of thing that they might not otherwise get an opportunity to think about.
Yeah. Gives them, it kind of brings a little maybe peace to them while they're doing this. And I understand that. Equine therapy, and you know, it helps children with special needs. Yes. Just riding the horse, and they see huge differences in the children. So this is great. So now, how do people get a hold of you when you're not down here?
They can call us directly. It's 530-341-2242.
What's the name of it?
That'll get you to a phone that I'll be at. It's A. Meliora.
Uh-huh.
That's a business that means always better. It's it's a private business that my wife and I have.
Mm-hmm.
But we also are associated with Daystar Ranch, which is a nonprofit.
Okay.
And we do work for Daystar Ranch. They've been around here for 10 years or more. Mm-hmm. In Shasta and Tehama counties. And they do different types of populations. There's work with domestic violence victims. And,
sure. Well, yeah, post-traumatic stress is post-traumatic stress.
Exactly.
And so if you've got a question, and maybe this is something that can help a member of your family on this, so they want to give you a call. And
yes.
Again, what's that phone number?
That's 530-341-2242.
Or go to do they have a website for the ranch?
Yeah, we have a website for Emiliora. Daystar Ranch has one. Come as Daystar Ranch .org and Emiliora .co.
Okay, it's, and how do you spell
it's
that?
Co. It's A, M as in Michael, L. I mean E L I O R A.
Okay, Emiliora. All right.
Yeah.
Dot
co. It's,
co.
Yeah.
Just co.
C-O. Yeah.
Not com, just
not
dot com.
Dot co.
Well, watch me. I'll be getting it back 8 or 9 times if I remember that. But okay, you know, thanks a lot for what you're doing down there. I know you're volunteering your time. Do you feel like it's worthwhile though?
Always. Jim Richards puts together a really nice program.
Doesn't
here,
he?
And
yeah.
And it's a lot of wonderful people in the community that come together to help the vets that have somehow fallen through the cracks when they've come back, and it's of many different wars.
We see a lot of people coming in right now. They're setting up in the area in here to be able to help different organizations. But Jim, thank you so much for what you do here and for other things too. I mean, it's our whole community I could probably cycle through there once a week and just, you know, and pet a horse and make me feel better.
Yeah. Well, thank you too, Carl, for you and Linda. You really open up the community and let people know what's going on, and it's a huge service that you provide for our community. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for that, Jim. Thank you. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be here. We'll be back right after the messages here. We're down here at the 9th annual Stand Down 2014. It's the Stand Down 2014. It's for all homeless veterans. A lot of people down here helping. A lot of people. Come on down. Take a look at this. If you have not been down here, you need to come down and see all the different organizations that are here to help those veterans that need a hand up. Not a handout, but a hand up. I can't say enough about this, but Jim Richards and Frank Rose and Jim Busher and all the others people have done here to help. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
For over 30 years, Phil's Propeller has been known as the premier fishing tackle store in the North State. Phil's Propeller also carries a large selection of ammunition, including American Eagle pistol and rifle ammo, Federal pistol, rifle, and shotgun ammo, as well as Estate shotgun ammo. Stop by their store on Twin View Boulevard and check out their great everyday prices on all their American Eagle, Federal, and Estate ammunition, and they always meet or beat any other prices in town. Now through Sunday, October 26th, take advantage of these everyday low prices, plus pay no sales tax on all items in the store. It's not too early to plan that very special gift for the outdoor enthusiast in your life this Christmas. And what better than cool stuff like ammunition and fishing gear for their favorite sport? After all, for over 30 years, Phil's Propeller has carried all the right stuff and has the most knowledgeable staff to help you make every fishing trip a total success, and all at the best prices in the North State. So whether it's your favorite Federal, American Eagle, or Estate ammunition, or the latest technology in fishing tackle, electronics, or fishing gear, shop Phil's Propeller before the 26th and save the sales tax on all your purchases. Phil's Propeller. Take the Pine Grove exit off I-5 to Twin View Boulevard for all the right stuff. Ammo limited to stock on hand.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Hi, my name is Kristen Schrader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I have the skills and experience to collaborate and work with other council members to find effective solutions. I'll make sure our city is safe and maintain our infrastructure. As a business owner and elected school trustee for the past 16 years, I know how to make tough choices and balance budgets. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Schrader for City Council 2014.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Friday, October the 24th. I'm down here at Facero Hall at Shasta District Fairgrounds with the North Valley Stand Down Association with Stand Down 2014, helping our homeless veterans and their families and their pets. Remember, a hand up, not a hand out. You can come by here today. You know, I strongly encourage you to come by and see what's going on here. You know, tonight and they're having they've got so many things going on. Entertainment, our local Native Americans are coming here to bless our veterans. It's going to be a salmon feed and everything. Give them a call. The Stand Down people at 356-0342. So many people here helping. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's right across from the subway there. Man's Last Stronghold, really strong veteran supporters there at Cypress Square Barbershop. DC and Tim and Logan, I can't say enough about what they do to help our veterans. You know, veterans get discounts there for haircuts, as do seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, in the sense that it's there, it's like being the cheers of barbershops for guys. It's great. I'm here right now. Down here at the fairgrounds at the Stand Down with Judy Henderson. And Judy's got kind of a little bit different job here. You take care of pets.
Yes, I do.
You got to get in close here, Judy.
Yes, I do.
That's what that's there. Okay, get in close.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you take care of the pets here.
Yes, I do.
All right. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Okay, what kind of pets do they bring?
Well, this year we have a cat, little kitty, about 4 months old.
Okay.
And we have, I think, 12 or 13 dogs.
12 or 13 dogs. Now, what do the animals mean to the homeless here?
Well, to a lot of the homeless, this is the only support system they have. They're homeless, mm-hmm. and the dogs or kittens mean everything to them. I have one gentleman that actually wrote on the back of his paper. His dog is about 4 months old, and he said, "This dog is the thing that is keeping me on the straight and narrow while I'm homeless. This dog means everything to me. He is my life." And when I read that, I almost cried. And
wow.
The dog's about 4 months old.
This is their little band of brothers is right here.
Yes.
And this, again, I want to remind everybody, this is our veterans. These are our men and women who have had a tough time of it, either they're young or old, getting back from the service back into society. Some of them, this is all they need is just a little this area right here to help them get going again. And but they do have animals, and so you've got like 12 or 13 dogs and some kitties.
One cat. And we have them down here, and they stay the night, but they're not allowed to be in the,
right.
the tent with the
yeah.
owner. So we have a special place for them. And then they are taken down to Anderson Veterinary Clinic, and Anderson Veterinary Clinic for free
uh-huh.
gives them shots,
wow.
parvo,
uh-huh.
rabies, whatever shots they
everything
need.
Everything they need, okay.
And also will
How about
check
spaying?
Them. No spaying.
Okay.
But right. they will check them over for any type of thing that might be wrong with them, like they check their ears.
Yeah, they give them a good physical.
A good physical.
Right.
And they will give them medication if they see something wrong, if they check their ears.
Now, who's doing this?
Anderson Veterinary Clinic.
Okay, big shout out to them.
And I guess the vet that checked them over yesterday was a brand new veterinarian down there named Joe. His last name is Corn.
Joe Korn?
Yeah, I think that's cool.
But Anderson Veterinary Clinic, hey, a big shout out to them because they're down here helping with this. Okay, so is it any problems? I mean, you must like this.
Well, I do. Of course, it gets kind of noisy at times because a lot of these animals are going through a lot of separation anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're with their owners all the time.
Yeah.
And they're not used to being separated from them. So they go through a lot of separation anxiety. We try to walk them as much as we can, you know, talk to them, take them on a lot of walks. It gets pretty noisy down there because they do get to barking a lot and crying and stuff. But, yeah, I love it. I've been doing it now with the animals probably about 4 years. This is my first year actually being the
chairman of it, in charge of it.
And some of them don't need veterinary care. They just come here and we just babysit them. But
well, that's okay, but the ones that do.
My husband is actually the one that transports them down to the veterinary clinic, and I just stay with them and watch them.
Well, thank you. You know what? Thank you so much, Judy, for this, Judy Henderson. I mean, we don't think about it, but you're absolutely right. This is their only support system for some of these men and women is this dog, or in some cases, a kitty. Mm-hmm. And taking care of them is so important, and you care about it. So thank you so much for what you do.
Yeah, I love it. I didn't think the first year I did it, I had been working in clothing, and I decided to just check out the animals and just see what it was like. And I didn't think that I would really like doing it, but I have come to love working with the animals because I understand that it is so important to the vets.
It is.
You know, like I said, to a lot of these vets, they're homeless, and this is the only thing that they have to keep. And I've heard from several veterans that make the same comment this one veteran made, you know, this is my support system. Without this,
This is their family.
Yeah. It's what keeps me sane. It's what keeps me, you know, gives me something to look forward to. So, and we actually have one dog that has been there for several years, and she wasn't here last year, and we kind of wondered where she was, and I guess he was out of state. She came back this year, and she has two puppies with her.
Oh, good.
She just gave birth to two puppies, so... That was kind of surprised.
So now he's got two more people in his family.
Okay. The first year she was here, she was only 6 months old, and now she's back with two puppies.
So
we made a whole cycle, I guess. Now.
I guess. Okay, I'm Judy Henderson. Thank you so much for what you do. Okay, thank you. All right, Debbie Johnson is right here with me too. I want to try and get as many people in here as I can for that are down here. You know what, Debbie? You know, Debbie
Good
Johnson.
Morning, Carl.
Well, you know what? give me a hug.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, this is the best part of the job. I get a lot of hugs. Debbie, of course, with her husband Tom, doing honor flights, and being able to do that. Now you just went on one not too long ago. Is that correct?
We did. We went on one in September.
And the how many veterans did you have with you?
We had 29 veterans.
29 veterans. Okay, and then so good trip.
It was a wonderful trip. That was with the Fremont Firefighters. They were the ones that sponsored that flight.
Wow. Now, so, we're talking honor flight is World War II veterans that you bring back from Northern California. Is it Northern or just all of California?
Well, it's been all of California right now. It's from Modesto to the Oregon border and coast to Nevada.
Okay. And these are World War II veterans. So,
correct.
And you've got a list of them that are wanting to go back and... Every time you get enough money, and
yes.
I hate to say it like every time you get enough money,
exactly.
you'll fly them back.
We have to wait for on the money.
How much?
It costs approximately $45,000 to do a flight.
And that includes their airfare, their rooms, their food, and the people that go with them. Your
guardians
that go with them. They pay their own way. They pay their own airfare.
They pay. They give us a donation which covers almost all of their expenses, which right now is around $800 to $1,000.
Okay, so they give you a donation for $800 to $1,000, so it doesn't cost you all anything. But they go there to help the veterans because they are getting.
Oh my gosh! Yes, safety and health issues.
Yeah,
we need all eyes we can get.
Well, absolutely.
And strength to help
them
around.
Of course, you know what. And then you're out here.
Yes, I am.
Is there anything you don't do to help veterans? You and your husband. I mean, I see you everywhere.
Sometimes you know, I see you, I get I a see nap,
you,
at, you know?
I see you at Stand Down. I see you out at the Veterans Museum stuff where you outbid us on guns. You know, the one day I was just my feelings were really hurt.
Oh.
When Tom won like six guns and I won zero.
I know. He does that sometimes.
You know,
it was
bad. And then all the other things you all do around here to help our veterans. You two are just such great people.
Well, thank you. You know, our veterans make that easy for us. They are so appreciative and they are they really need a lot of help, some of them, and some of them don't know that they need help, and when they realize it and you were there and part of that, it's
yes.
a real good feeling.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to think, is maybe I could put together a group of guys for a,
awesome.
For a trip, you know, just us guys, a guy trip that
a
we go
trip.
Back with y'all
that
and
would be cool.
And act as guardians. You know.
Well, right now we're in the middle of the raising money for the Shasta County flight, and we're halfway there.
Okay.
To our number that we can use to call the airlines and reserve, you know, at least 3 months away, so we get better prices on the flight.
Do they give you any break on the flights at all?
We get a group rate like everybody else.
Hmm.
So not yeah. Southwest with Honor Flight Network has given the organization the most breaks in funding.
Well,
they've given out some free for the World War II veterans when we first started, and so yes, there is an airline that does give for free.
Southwest.
Yes.
You know what, Southwest? You know, thank you, Southwest.
Yes.
Thank you, Southwest.
And
you
know. Virgin America has been really good with us here in California.
Virgin America?
Yes. They're the ones that make sure we get really good treatment while we're traveling with them.
Oh, super. That's great. Hey, I'm here with Debbie Johnson, and they do the Honor Flight. She and her husband, Tom, who's sitting over here taking who's taking our photo right now.
And
who, of course, is the other half of this dynamic duo, the superheroes that we have here
Frank
in the city of Reading.
Talking to you earlier.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, well, thank you so much. We've got to take
You're
a break
welcome.
Here. We're going to have some more people want to roll
bet.
Through here.
There's but, a lot of them here.
Oh, yeah. You know what? But thank you for helping here. Tom's site manager here of the Stand Down. And I just know whatever you're doing, it's good. You know,
I brought in some fruit this morning to help feed people.
Do y'all ever have time for yourselves? Do y'all ever go on a vacation for yourselves?
Well, we're working on that.
You're working on that. Okay. All right. You know what? Thank you again so much. All right. Carl Lindebot, we're here at Fresero Hall down here at Shasta District Fairgrounds, the North Valley Stand Down. We're having Stand Down 2014, a hand up, not a handout for our veterans. This is a chance for you to come on down today and you know, drop off a donation, see what's going on. I think you're really going to like it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Quinn, candidate for Reading City Council, your true fiscal conservative candidate. You will not see as many of my signs or hear as many of my commercials as some of my opponents because I'm being outspent up to 5-1 during this election period. But that's okay because I do not believe that a true fiscal conservative must raise $50,000 or more to win the election. And my votes on issues in front of the council will not be bought by those who have donated to my candidacy. I will do my best to see that the city of Reading lives within the means of the citizens of Reading. Paid for by the committee to elect Mike Quinn, Reading City Council 2014.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
Back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. It is Friday, the 24th of October, 54 degrees out there. Savannah, is it going to be a nice day today?
You know, it's going to get up to the 70s, so it's supposed to be a very nice day. It's supposed to be sunny.
Sunny today, okay. Is this weekend going to be okay? We're going to get a little rain.
We do have some rain coming tomorrow. There's a 70% chance of rain, and it's looking like it's going to be a high of 63, and Sunday's going to be a high 64. So we have some rain coming.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'd like to, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River and the Elements Lounge on the first Thursday of November, November 6th. Linda's going to be down there with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. And this is the second in the show appearance here. The first one is October, then November and December, first Thursday of each month, and it's Romance on the River. It's a special night from 7 to 9, dining beverages and dancing there, and just join us down there for a great time. But you need to give Element, you have to give them a call at Wind River, and it's at 243-3377, 243-3377. Ask for Elements Lounge. Say, hey, you want to do Romance on the River, and you want to be there that night. Get there a little bit early. They have a special menu. Just great, great, great atmosphere. And Linda just sings her heart out. I tell you what, she's just got a great, great sound and with her band. And just enjoy it. Join us that night. Okay. And I'm here with Rod Lindsay, who is here helping and has been here with assisting with the stand down for, gosh, how many years now, Ron?
That's been probably about 5 or 6 years that we've been involved with it, yeah.
Okay, and you're with
I'm with the local Indians for Education Center out in the city of Shasta Lake. So I'm mm-hmm. here today with a coalition of Native Americans throughout Shasta County. And we're here to do some sharing of our Native American ways with, and we know there's a lot of veterans out there that are American Indian heritage. And so we're down here to share our part of it. I wanted to thank the Northern California Wintu tribe also for donating salmon. They've got salmon that they brought in yesterday, and tonight they're having a big salmon feed. So they
big salmon feed here tonight. Then there's going to be also, I understand, drumming?
Yeah, we'll be drumming this afternoon, probably around 3 o'clock. We'll gather everybody together to do some songs and maybe have some dancers here. We're not for sure about dancers yet, you know, but we're going to be starting up the fire out here on the west side of the fairgrounds over here and doing some traditional salmon steak cooking. So we're just happy to be a part of this. You know, this is really a small piece of what we can do in our country, and I'm glad that we're here together to do these kinds of things to help our veterans out and help our community. Because, you know, and I would like to shout out to people too. You know, if you see a veteran, you tell them thanks, you know, shake their hand or help them out, you know, especially we need to teach that to our kids. And this is what this country's about. We need to share. There's been a lot of Native American people who have given their lives, who are still in the service and who are fighting to protect us today. And I'm proud of that, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact is that there's so many out there all standing on the wall, but it's a small percentage of our population,
yes, that's right.
A small percentage. And that people seem to forget that. And when they're out there going to their football games or they're eating their,
you know, eating their hot dogs at baseball games. And I'm not denigrating this at all. That's an important part of America. Yeah. But we need to think about where that, those men and women are. And then the ones that have come home that haven't made the transition as easily as some of us, that weren't fortunate enough to either have the support group, the family, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And as we were just talking about with Judy, that takes care of their animals, their only support group they have is that dog. And we need to be able to help.
Yeah.
But I know what you're doing with in the coalition, though. It's your blessing.
Yeah.
You're doing blessings in your, and this can help so much.
Yeah. Last year we had the drum out. We had a lot of our Native veterans come to the drum, and it was so, I don't know, you know, it gives me goosebumps to think about how thrilling it is to be able to serve, could continue to serve, you know. I'm a member of the Tuolumne Miwok tribe. My father was in the service. I did a short stint during the Vietnam War, you know, and my uncle who passed away recently was the eldest of the Miwok people, and he was in the army. So, you know, I'm proud of our heritage. I'm proud of our people. I'm proud of what we do today.
The Native American population has, by percentage wise, has served and died in a larger percentage than non-Native Americans.
Right,
and people don't realize that. The Marine Corps has a special affinity, by the way, with the Navajo.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was lucky enough to be stationed on independent duty in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So we interacted with the nation all the time. I have a book signed by the original Code Talkers gave me.
I've met them a few times.
And it is just, you know, the last Code Talker just passed away here in the last, well, I guess last 6 or 7 months.
And the Navajo people, they say Dene. That's how they say that. Dene is how they say that.
Right.
I say Machuksas, and that's like welcome and thank you in my tribe, you know, the Miwok people. And in this community here, this land that we're on right now, the Wintu, they say Hestam. So all those words mean thank you, and they mean welcome, and they mean a whole lot of things, you know, when you say that, when you can learn your language and be able to project that out. So, again, we're happy to be here, you know.
Now, what time does the drumming start today?
You know, the drumming and stuff won't start probably till around 11 or 12 or something like that. You know,
can anybody come down? Can anybody
come down there? You know, I don't know. I think that this is more or less to offer to our veterans who are having
But if you come down with a donation here, this is a good time to come down and maybe have a donation and see.
Because you know what is important? You know, there's a lot of veterans in Shasta County and this whole north region.
Thousands. And, are up
you
here.
Know, and you know, they all come together and they all have concerns. And today in this world, I was talking to somebody earlier about, you know, we have one little piece of what it is to be humanitarians. And in this world, today it's happening here in Anderson, California. You know, we got to be proud of that. You know, it's not happening all over.
No.
While we're sitting here talking and accommodating our people in service, there are some over there right now pulling the trigger, shooting them bullets. And those bullets are going out to protect us. So people, think of it.
It's not only the bullets going out, as we know, it's the bullets coming back.
That's right.
But you're right. Here, right here in Anderson at the air grounds, here's your chance to help. And, you know, like just something like at the Anderson Veterinary Clinic, who's looking at all the animals and for free. Give them checkups, give them medicine for that. And then you all coming in, the Native Americans coming in into with the salmon, donating the salmon, and then having a blessing ceremonies and all this today. And you know, I don't know, what is it, Rod? Why can't we organize the veterans? If we could organize the veterans and just say, okay, guys, let's control Northern California. We could do that. There's enough. If every one of them got out and voted, there wouldn't be an office that was elected if the veterans ever got together and just said, you know what, we want somebody that's going to understand our side. It doesn't mean that you have to support everything, but understands the side. And how about this? How about if you were a veteran before you had to be a veteran before you were elected?
Yeah.
Would that be something?
Well, that would be too, but I think too, you know, politics aside, you know, I think that those issues like that should be one. They should be one people and come together because there's all these issues that goes on. It affects us all.
It does.
So anyway, you know, Mr. Bott, I appreciate the time here. And
well, thank you again for so much to do for us.
Have fun. And your radio stuff is kind of, I look at all these little pieces of equipment you have here that you're projecting all this news throughout this area.
It goes throughout the world.
Used to be, it was like, man, you had all this.
You had
stuff.
A van.
Like,
you know what we were talking
here,
about?
Little boxes here right now doing this thing.
You had
you're international.
You know, it used to be a huge van. or you come in and you'd set up this 20-foot, you know, antenna,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
you'd have to have all the stuff, yeah, and it would not work anyway, the Marty and all that. So yeah, now we can do it with, I can do it. Here's my hotspot.
There you go.
I've got a computer, something, and I've got a little mixer, yeah, and some microphones, yeah, and we're going international right now.
Communication.
How about that? Isn't
that
great?
That's a cool thing.
I tell you what.
Again, thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much. Okay, hey, we've got a couple minutes here, and I just want to remind everybody that, you know, the stand down is right down here at Facero Hall, Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's a chance, you know, you've got to come down here, see what's going on, and, you know, leave a donation here. And if that doesn't work, then, you know, how about during the year? It costs about $26,000 to put this on, but what does it do? Think of all the people it helps here. The, you know, 15 to 17 a year. 15 to 17 a year come in here, and people come in and are helped. Their animals are helped. Their families are helped. It's not just for men. It's for their families, and it helps them get back on, gets back on the road to success. Hey, I'm here also with my friend Jeff Nelson. Help.
That's the better sound than my bronchitis. Yes,
he's got bronchitis, and so he's brought a duck call. So is it one for yes and two for no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff was one.
Got to learn the foreign language.
Jeff was head of the Patriot Guard Riders here for a long time, and has stepped down and gave it to Jack Moe here, who's just doing a great job.
Yeah.
And this is what do you think about this? I just got like about less than a minute left.
Okay. Well, this is fantastic. Every year, you know, I think we're about 6 years now, but. Little thing on the Patriot Guard, we're doing the, there'll be an event tomorrow at the vet home. It's their anniversary.
Uh-huh.
So a bunch of the Patriot Guard will be showing there for their support. Then we're getting ready to do another tree, another Christmas tree for them.
Oh, great. Now, I should have gotten you on here early because now I've got to run. But we're going to have you all back on again and say everything that's going on. Hey, next week, we're starting on Candidate Week again. Starting with Mike DeQuisto on Monday, and all the candidates will be on next week and the following Monday. We're going to get that one last shot at them. So remember, have a great weekend. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Let me tell you where all the good guys are. They're right down here at Stand Down 2014 at Shasta District Fairgrounds. Have a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you Monday.
Institutes of Health, and she's being released from an NIH hospital near Washington. National Nurses United is the country's largest nurses union, and co-president Deborah Berger calls Ebola
a clear and present danger to public health. Every RN who works in a healthcare facility could be Nina Pham or Amber Vinson, both of whom contracted Ebola while treating Thomas Eric Duncan at Texas Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas.
Berger testifying today on Capitol Hill. In New York City, officials trying hard to tamp down Ebola fears now that a doctor there has been diagnosed with the virus. Investigators have been searching the computer of the man who New York